Pavel Pavlikowski is a name worth remembering. His last movie, Last Resort, was a critical favorite. His latest was named the best British film of 2004, and it has just been released in U.S. theaters. It is called My Summer of Love, and Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan says it is not your typical teenage summer frolic.
Hollywood may pander to the teenage market, but it carefully avoids the kinds of troubling stories about young people that might actually say something. The studios steer clear of troublesome emotions, difficult relationships, and obsessive behavior. Director Peter Jackson, in his pre-Lord of the Rings days, explored all of these in his incendiary 1994 film Heavenly Creatures. Now Polish-born British director Pavel Pawlikowski explores some of them again in the exceptional My Summer of Love. It's a film as different from its Sandra Dee teensploitation title as its pair of protagonists are from each other.
What's your name?
Mona.
You don't look like a Mona.
It's not my real name. It's because of my brother. I were always complaining as a kid, so he started calling me the Mona. Because my real name's Lisa. Mona Lisa. Get it?
Yeah, I've studied the original. I'm Tamsin.
Aristocratic Tamsin and working-class Mona soon realize they share a baby-faced nihilism and a contempt for whatever anyone else takes seriously. Tamsin is a dreamer, Mona a driven doer. While the former is in need of an accomplice, the latter is looking for an instigator to point her in the wrong direction.
He dumped me.
Why?
Said he couldn't be bothered anymore.
They also share a yearning for the fantasy of all-consuming romance.
Where? Anyway, he had a wife and kid.
Men like that should be castrated.
As their personal relationship deepens, as their notions of fantasy and reality get jumbled up, it's an open question as to who's in more danger of getting singed by the symbiotic bond.
We should teach that Ricky a lesson.
Pawlikowski is an assured, intuitive writer-director. His sensitivity for people enables him to truly get inside his characters' heads. For his actors, he uses a system of controlled improvisation. Pawlikowski started with a 37-page shooting document, as opposed to the standard 120-page script. Using two gifted, adventurous actresses making their feature debuts, he has achieved wonders. Pawlikowski gets his cast to act dramatically, unexpectedly, but always believably. He's created a provocative love story about two people who will never forget each other, but not for anything like the reasons they initially imagine.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and for the Los Angeles Times.